Hold on. You said we were unoriginal, so I thought I'd address this, and in the process add a new song to our set list. This isn't a national radio death wish, but I'd probably regret not having said this. I'm tired of being sat on the fence. I won't be held at knife point just to be cutting edge. And radio still has the power, so I sat, had a little drink after hours and penned this script in half an hour. I guess the grapes of wrath are sour. I'm not saying I don't accept your criticism, but I'm expressing scepticism, and I'm questioning the sentiment of the message that we're not adventurous, but says that we could still have mass appeal in parentheses. So while you sit in cliques, try to set trends with your best friends drinking lattes in the West End, I maintain the flow like a pacemaker and hop on the bus with my day saver. I don't chase paper, so fuck the naysayers. I'm a nightmare for trendsetters and tastemakers. Go play safer, make the shoes first, then see whose feet might fit. It's easy to make beats like this, plus when I recite scripts you get like 3 lines in, then have to rewind it just to play it again. Can I say in defence, I'm grateful for the airplay helpers, but when we play an event, we stay in the trench underground like an air raid shelter. I'm not looking for a safe face either, or going to war like a blare-faced liar. But if you question my integrity, I might flip from Dan Bull to Chester P. From peace out to rest in peace, I record this verse as a press release. I express my frustration artistically. I hope you're listening in Pacific Key. Just a minute, the last time I was there, they were more concerned that I spoke on air, which I didn't. Crikey, the producer doesn't like me, and Stanley Order 290s? Not likely. I used to let the music speak for itself, now I realise I need to speak to be heard. So I got nothing but love for the Black Lantern stable. No question, it's an outstanding label. It's just, why'd you have to make that comparison? We're Stanley Odd and they're Black Lantern. Then there's the being, then there's prophecy. Variety, isn't that how it ought to be? I like even Loki talk about Molotovs and Stroganoff. I like that Mad Hat tune, I got a lot. I like even Jinx rock the spot, I promise. I like Gecko 3, I like Aidan Moffat, and everyone's been new music. So I guess when you called us generic, my ego took a few bruises. Still hip-hop gets underestimated, written off as middle class fakes of uneducated. I know that you probably won't play this, and you'll probably drop the odd track from your playlist. But if I didn't say this, how could I look in the mirror at the man I have to stand face to face with?